Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by IBCool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IBCool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf. My guest is Jason Birnbaum, who has coached Chris Goddard since the New Jersey native was 13 years old. Chris just won his third PGA Tour title of the year, the John Deere Classic, which ties him with Matt Fitzpatrick with most wins of the season, three wins this season already. It's his fifth career title overall. And next, Chris attempts to defend his title at the Genesis Scottish Open. Hey, welcome back, Jason.
Thanks for having me, Anne. I appreciate it.
The John Deere Classic. Oh, it was a special win for Chris on many levels. He made up a five-shot deficit. He shot a 9-under-62 in the final round, and his brother Patrick was on the bag. That's exciting.
Very exciting. Really a special week. So happy. You know, Patrick caddied for Chris when he first turned pro. So just so happy to see Patrick on the bag this week and experience that with his brother. And it was a great week. Yeah. Eerily similar to his win earlier in the year at the Phoenix Open, where he kind of, you know, started the round several shots back, five shots back, and, you know, really just trying to play for a solid finish, top five, top 10. And, you know, winning was not really on the part of the plan until it got a little late in the round. But it was a really special day yesterday.
And apparently he wrote a letter years ago to get a sponsor exemption to the John Deere Classic, and he's honored his commitments to play there. So really special all the way around.
Absolutely. Yeah. They gave him a spot when he was young, really just fresh out of college. He played a couple PGA Tour events that summer after he left Oklahoma. John Deere was one of the ones that stepped up and gave him a spot there. He played great that week. He finished fourth. Fresh out of school, so it gave him a lot of confidence, and he really enjoys that event. It's even up to a couple weeks ago, somebody asked him on the golf course what his favorite event was on tour, and he had John Deere right up there with all the other ones. So yeah, it's a cool place and a special place to him. So to get it done yesterday, it was awesome.
And he was very emotional.
Yes. Yeah. It's a lot of hard work that goes into it, and you know, seeing all that pay off and having Patrick on the bag, you know, everything kind of spills out there at the end. But that's all genuine from Chris, and he's just a great guy. And I think it shows at the end of all these wins he's had.
Well, his rise, Jason, from a promising young player to one of the world's elite in a relatively short period of time has just been phenomenal. What are your thoughts about how quickly he's really been able to shine like this?
It, for sure. I mean, it's just such a crazy game, right? It's just hard to have expectations in this game. You just don't know what's going to happen. You know, you keep plugging away and you do your best. And, you know, always kind of felt like sky was the limit for Chris just because of his speed and his power and, you know, his mental makeup and his demeanor, just, you know, so good for competing at the highest level. And, you know, those are attributes that from my perspective are very difficult to teach. And, you know, that those are the things that he's naturally good at. And I think those have always been there for him since he was a young kid. And yeah, it's been really cool to watch. And just like I told him last night, there's still room for improvement and still got to keep the pedal down and keep going here. We got a big stretch coming up in Europe, which is, you know, he's going to play the Scottish and the Open Championship over there, and just great setups for him. Chris loves playing the wind. He loves hitting the ball down, and he loves hitting that stinger shot off the tee. And it's why he played so well there last year in those two events. And the timing couldn't be better, really, for his game to be peaking playing over there for a couple weeks.
So did you see these qualities, or what qualities did you see when he was a teenager that made you think, oh my goodness, this guy's going to be a star someday?
Yeah. I'd say the sheer power. You know, Chris naturally is just a good athlete. Right. And he's also not a very technical player. He's more of a feel player. And when you're a good athlete and you're not bogged down by swing thoughts and technique, you can really, you know, use your athleticism to your advantage. I teach a lot of good athletes that are too into the technical aspect, and it kind of ties them up a little bit. So Chris is able to play freely. He has his swing that most other people don't have. And when you're, playing under the gun, under the most intense pressure in the world, it really holds up a lot better when you're just playing like an athlete. And that's really what he's done here these last 2 years.
I love the fact that you talked to him on the phone right after he won the John Deere Classic, and you said there is room for improvement.
No, even, in his press conference yesterday, I mean, he talked about how, yeah, he shot 62 and felt pretty zoned in, but definitely left a couple shots out there, the par five early in the round, which was one of the easier holes on the golf course he didn't take advantage of. So yeah, when you shoot 62 and feel like you leave a couple shots out there, it's a pretty good feeling.
So, where have you seen his greatest improvement?
A couple things. I would say the putter's been really big. Wedges in general, the short game has always been, probably a little bit of a weakness for Chris because he's more of a bomber of the ball. So all of those qualities that allow him to hit the ball so far, maybe make some of the feel shots and the finesse touch shots a little bit more difficult, especially at the highest level on the toughest courses. But he's really done well with that part of the game, his putting, his chipping, his wedge game. He hit so many wedges over the course of a round because of how far he's hitting the ball. So he's got a lot of wedges in his hand, and his wedge game, he's worked hard on it, and it's just great to see that hard work paying off.
He's always had that power.
Always had that power. Lacrosse player as a kid, and always knew how to leverage the stick and the club to his advantage, and always had that natural speed and power. Yes.
And then at that point, you have that distance, then it's really the wedge game and the putting, right?
For sure, absolutely. And with the power, obviously the faster you swing the club and the more power you have, the more off you're going to be on your misses. So a lot of it has been, over the last several years, just reining in some of that, making his misses a little bit more playable. The equipment that Chris uses is very important to make sure that the launch and the spin are such that his misses are minimized a little bit. So there's a lot that's gone into it over the last couple of years.
And learning how to scramble.
Learning how to scramble. You can't beat that. I mean, you're always going to, even if you're hitting the ball good in this game, you're always going to have, you hit 15 greens in regulation. I think yesterday, I think he hit 14 or 15, so he's still as good as he played and shooting 62, 9 under par. I mean, he still had three or four holes that he had to scramble on, and he did just that. At a bogey free round on Sunday on the PGA Tour is always a good accomplishment.
That's amazing. Well, has success changed his mindset, or is Chris Gutterup the same guy you started coaching years ago?
He's the same guy. It's been nice to see. You never know how someone's going to react to all of the things that he's done. But he hasn't skipped a beat. Everything's really remained status quo with him, which is really a great thing. And from a teaching standpoint and just a team environment, all the coaches that are on the team helping him, it's just so much easier to help him when he's still hungry to get better, and knowing there's opportunities in different parts of his game to keep getting better.
So when he does struggle during a round, what do you remind him to do?
Just stick to the basics. We're big on, just basic fundamentals, things that would help any golfer. When Chris gets off, usually it's more stance and setup related. So his alignment will get a little off, or his ball position will get a little bit off, or his posture will get a little bit off. So it just really, we have a couple things that we check in on just from a basic fundamental standpoint. And usually when those things are in line, he plays good golf. And even when he's a little off, the misses are a little minimized. And that's one thing really over the last year or so, Anne, that's been so great with him. It's like 2 years ago, if Chris was off, he'd maybe miss the cut by a couple, or finish 50th or 60th. And over the last year or so, when Chris has been off, he's still finishing 20th, 30th, 35th. And there obviously we want to win golf tournaments, but when you're a little off and you're still finishing sort of middle of the pack on the PGA Tour, or even in the top 20 or 30, it's just an attribute to really how good he is.
It really is. It's incredible. What has surprised you the most, Jason, about how Chris has handled life as a PGA Tour player?
Just that he hasn't, changed anything. He's gone about his normal life. He's got the same friends. He's got the same, a lot of the same team around him, and nothing's really, he really hasn't missed a beat or changed in any way, shape, or form, which has really been pretty delightful. I've been around players in the past that have, either may wanting to make changes to continue to get better, or looking in the wrong areas for improvement, or being content with what they've already done and not working so hard maybe after that. And Chris is just as hungry right now as he was to start the year, and I think he'll continue to do the same.
A lot of players, when they do achieve success at that level, feel they have to tweak something or, change something, whether it's changing clubs or changing some kind of technique. We've seen it in so many great players. How do you like stop yourself from saying, okay, let's try this or try that? Or how does Chris, restrain
Yeah,
himself from trying
I
something
think it's just
different?
one of these things. Yeah, I mean, we're just always judging where things are at, and when things are good, I mean, things are great right now, and the season's been really, really solid. I mean, there's just no need to, I'm really big on just putting blame in the right areas. There's always something to work on in this game. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, he could win 5 weeks in a row, the Wolves find something to work on. There's always an area to sort of plug up. But it's really just about putting blame in the right area, and but we look at a lot of stats now, and you just the stats don't lie, the results don't lie. So Chris is really good at just kind of keeping the train moving forward if things are looking and feeling good, and that's been great.
And so now, what adjustments, if any, will he make heading over to play Lynx Golf? Obviously, he will try to defend his title at the Scottish Open. Then you have the Open Championship. Will he make major adjustments at all?
No, he'll just play. His game is suited to that kind of those conditions. Chris loves to hit the ball low. He loves playing in the wind. I know it's going to be windy over there, like it always is. Chris is, those are the strengths of his game, and that's the kind of golf that he's going to play over there. Having to hit different shots, different trajectories, controlling the spin, using his imagination around the golf course on tee shots with stinger drives, and even around the greens with different kinds of wedge shots. Chris thrives when he can use his imagination to hit different shots around the course, and that's exactly what he's going to be doing these next 2 weeks. So it's just really, his normal game really these next 2 weeks, which is kind of going to be fun.
Could he have play his normal game at, say, Shinnecock at the US Open, or was that course paralyzing in some regard?
No, it was kind of, we talked about it. It was kind of like a Scottish or British Open environment at Shinnecock. It was super windy. There was a lot of fescue around there. It was somewhat generous off the tee, but if you didn't hit it in the fairway, you were in trouble. So you had some room, but you had to keep it in the short grass. But no, we talked about it. I mean, it was a lot. It was sort of like he was going to see these next couple of weeks, which is why we practiced a lot of the low shots, what we call the flighted shots, where he hits them in there a little bit lower. That's been a big part of our practice for the last 2 weeks, knowing what was going to be coming up.
Now, the Scottish Open has become one of the strongest fields in all of golf, as so many players go over there to get ready for the Open Championship. And last year, I know Chris beat Rory McIlroy and Marco Penge by two. Does going against these global, global star like Rory McIlroy just get his juices flowing even more?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, you're always any athlete when they're in that arena is going to be, even more pumped to play. I mean, you want to play again. You want to play on the best courses in the world against the best players in the world. And these next 2 weeks is going to be great fields. He's going to be competing against the best in the world. And yeah, I think he's always looking forward to that, and always welcoming that. And because if he's in those situations and he's in those positions, that obviously means he's playing good golf. And that's where we're trying to get.
Does the mindset change at all when you're attempting to defend a title as opposed to going after a new title?
It's a great question. I don't think so. I mean, that would be a good question to ask him, but I think it's just going to be, he's obviously knows he's defending this week. But I think it's just going to be business as usual, really. I mean, it's like, what have you done for me lately kind of thing. It's been a year since he won there. It's a fresh event. It's a fresh season. So I don't think anything will change in terms of mindset on the golf course.
Jason, tell us your story. I know you're one of the top 100 teachers, Golf Magazine. You're the director of instruction at Manhattan Woods Golf Academy, the Jason Birnbaum Golf Studio in Tenafly, New Jersey. Tell me a little bit about your golf background.
Sure. Yeah, I played high school and college golf, small Division I college golf, and I got into teaching while still in school. I did an internship for a top teacher named Mitchell Spearman, Mitchell sort of took me under his wing. He was coaching Nick Faldo at that time and a couple of the top players in the world. And we started a junior golf program at that time. So a lot of my background for my first several years of teaching was teaching tour pros, best players in the world, and junior golfers and kids. And that was kind of a really fun way to come up and learn what worked for different ages of players and different levels. And yeah, I've been teaching golf for 25 years now. I've been at Manhattan Woods for a long time. I was at Alpine Country Club for 10 years, and I've been at Manhattan Woods probably for about 15, 16 years. So two great clubs, really supportive memberships, and a lot of lesson takers at these two spots, which has been nice. Yeah, and I love teaching golf, and I love teaching all levels of players, and it's been a really fun ride. And Chris's success has been really cool the last couple of years.
Are you originally from New Jersey?
I am from New Jersey, and I still live in Bergen County. Yep.
And how did you originally connect with Chris Gutterup?
Chris's dad, Morton, just I think found me online or someone recommended me. He was 13 years old, and it was in the winter time. We actually started in January. I was teaching on a simulator indoors at Alpine Country Club, and Chris just scheduled a lesson. I didn't know who he was, didn't know anything about him, and him and his dad just came strolling in, and away we went. Saw his power and right away from being indoors. It was kind of cool though. Our first couple months working together, January, February, March, were indoors because it was so cold in winter time here. So I didn't get to see Chris hit a golf ball outside. I didn't get to see the ball fly for several months. So that was kind of a blessing in disguise as I look back. And sometimes when you're trying to make a swing adjustment with someone and you're outdoors and they're seeing the ball and it's difficult in the beginning and it'll tend to get frustrated and maybe not stick with things. So, starting with Chris on a simulator and him not seeing where the ball was going and just being able to like really zero in and focus on his swing was really a pretty helpful thing as I look back. But yeah, that's how the whole thing got started. And it was pretty slow going in the beginning. Chris was playing lacrosse at that time too. And he probably, I mean, he liked golf, but he wasn't all in on golf at that time. So only would see him maybe 3 times a year, 4 times a year. Give him that 1 or 2 hour session, and he'd kind of go and do his thing and play a very limited amount of junior golf. And then things started to ramp up as he realized how good he could get. As he got into his teenage years and he started playing at Rutgers and having success, I think, then he made golf his main focus, and he started to love it a little bit more, stopped playing lacrosse, and then it was obvious that he had big plans in golf, and that's when things started to ratchet up between us a little bit and getting really in there and working on things.
Anything you can bring from lacrosse to golf, or is it an opposite kind of sport where you almost have to unlearn some things?
To be honest, I don't know a whole lot about lacrosse. I think there's some toughness there for sure. I think growing up in New Jersey playing lacrosse, I think there's definitely he's unfazed by most things, and I'm sure that background probably helped him, and has really suited him well, and will continue to do so. Yeah, I mean, just his power, the way that he uses his wrists and his leverage on the club and wrist angles. Those are all things that I think pertain to lacrosse and probably helped to mold him into the player that he is today.
And his father was a top amateur player, right? So, did he learn a lot from his father before he came to see you?
Absolutely. Morton still is a great player. He competes in a lot of the senior events in New Jersey. He's won in the recent past. I mean, he's a competitor. Morton was a great tennis player. I think he played college tennis, so he has that sort of competitive athletic background. But yeah, I mean, Morton is the one who's overseen Chris's development for all these years, and he's been a big part of this whole thing as well.
Well, you've coached so many different levels of ability. So, what separates somebody like Chris, I mean, from, say, the Korn Ferry Tour to the PGA Tour?
It's a fine line. I mean, when you're talking about Korn Ferry Tour to the PGA Tour, there's not a whole lot different. If you're talking about those levels to say a 3 handicap, there's a massive difference. But there's a lot of players on the Korn Ferry Tour right now that could win on the PGA Tour tomorrow. There's a lot that can't, but the level of play out there is just really around the world. I mean, there's no easy tour to win on right now. And that wasn't the case a few years ago, but college golf and professional golf is just so deep right now with talent, that it really is. I mean, there's just so many great players. There's not a whole lot that separates them. It becomes, hard work, and obviously hitting the ball far helps these days. Having the tools. I mean, there's just so many aspects to the game. You got the mental component. You get short game as a game in itself. The iron play and the mental's obviously huge. So, you got to be good in all those areas to play well. And if you're good in a couple and not so good in some, it's going to be hard to thrive. So it's just being more of a well-rounded player. I'd say that's where Chris is, has his advantage over some of the other tour pros at the lower levels, is just he's a little bit more well-rounded in all areas.
And being able to put it all together, as you say, all those different components more consistently than the rest, right? Because it's so hard.
For
One
sure.
day you're driving great, you're not putting well, but the true greats can put it all together consistently.
100%. That's 100% right. And that really is what he's proven these last couple of years.
Padraig Harrington just, won another US Senior Open, and I heard him say that the game today, there so many of these guys have the power and the distance that what's really going to separate, continue to separate the true greats is really the mental game. Do you agree?
Sure. Yeah, I would say that in putting. Putting's obviously, at the end of the day, the best players, it's a putting contest every week of the golfers that are hitting it good, right? It's the best putters of the best ball strikers that week. But at the end of the day, you still, you got to be able to stand up there and make those 10 to 12 footers or 15 footers where, their percentage of making from that distance is probably, 35 to 45%. So it's difficult even for the best players in the world to make those putts. And that's what Chris showed yesterday. I mean, Chris made a lot of key putts yesterday. I'm coming down the stretch. I'm 17th hole was a hole he had to have. I mean, that was not a short putt by any means. And he drilled that one. So I would say the mental part of the game, and putting are the things that separate you once your ball striking is at that elite level.
So, what's your most proud moment? I mean, I'm sure there's many to come. He's only 26 years old, but if you look on the past year, what would be your most proud
That's a good
Chris
question.
Gutterup moment?
Probably just, I mean, the consistency for sure. It's so hard to be consistent when you have the speed and power that he does. I mean, it's such a finite, misses. You could be a dimple off and hit a golf ball, 30, 40, 50 yards off line. So I'd say the consistency is number one, but a close second would just be how well he's played on so many different kinds of golf courses. He's won 5 times. He won in Myrtle Beach, he won in Hawaii, he won in Scotland, he won in Phoenix. He just won John Deere. He's won on long courses, short courses, tight courses, open courses, windy conditions, calm conditions. So, that would be pretty high on the list for me. That, I was really proud to see him, being able to thrive in all kinds of environments has been really special.
Well, continue to shine, Jason Birnbaum. It takes a whole
Thank
team,
you.
right? And you're a major
Yes,
part
for
of that
sure.
team. So,
I appreciate it.
congratulations and best of luck as Chris continues on.
Thank you so much, Ann. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by IB Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IB Cool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and Icefield technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf.